Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Sarley. Welcome you back to another fine 2 hours of mainstream modern jazz here on the Feeling of Jazz Lakeshore FM 89.1. And tonight my portion of the show is going to be devoted entirely to the music of the Howard Rumsey's Lighthouse All-Stars, which is a distinguished group of West Coast jazz players that formed in 1949 and disbanded in 1952. Probably the years 52 to 57 document them most accurately. The All-Stars performed weekly at the Lighthouse Cafe in Hermosa Beach, California, from 49 to 62, and consisted mainly of the leader, Howard Rumsey, a bassist that formerly worked in the Kenton Band, Frank Rossellino on trombone, Bob Enevoldsen on valve trombone, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Bob Gordon on baritone sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Richard Kamuka on tenor sax, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Bud Shank on alto sax. List goes on and on, includes Claude Williamson on piano, Stan Levy on drums, Bonnie Kessel on guitar, Red Mitchell, Shelly Mann on drums. So we're going to go through quite a few of these tunes tonight with all these various artists. We're going to lead off with the Lighthouse All-Stars playing an old Basie item. The All-Stars were always kind of influenced by Count Basie. And this is a tune called Topsy. Includes Shorty Rogers and Maynard Ferguson on trumpets, Milton Bernhardt from Valpo on trombone, Jimmy Giuffre, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, and Howard Rumsey on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, cut in January of 53. Let's listen to Topsy. Thank you. just listening to an old Basie item, Topsy. And if you were in the Lighthouse, listen to Ramsey Lewis's, or not Ramsey Lewis's, Howard Ramsey's Lighthouse All-Stars on February 21st, 1953, you'd have heard that swinging little sound, obviously cut live and with the All-Stars.
If you've listened to our show before, you, I think, know that Kent and I, one of our favorite arrangers is Quincy Jones. And Mercury came out with a two-disc set. It was just called Mercury Jazz Story. It has 39 cuts on it. We're going to play something that Quincy Jones arranged and played in it. It's a tune called The Midnight Sun Will Never Set, and among others features Clark Terry on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland, and Melba Liston on trombone, with Julius Watkins on French horn, Phil Woods on alto sax, just to name a few. So let's listen to his arrangement of The Midnight Sun Will Never Set.
Thank you.
that was Quincy Jones and his orchestra doing a tune in Midnight Sun Will Never Set.
Well, you know, I'm going to continue my salute to the Ramsey, Howard Ramsey Lighthouse All-Stars, and we're going to go from another tune that was played on February 21st, 1953 in Hermosa Beach. And this is a Jimmy Giuffre composition called Four Others.
Thank you.
live from the Lighthouse, Hermosa Beach, 1953. Jimmy Giuffre composition called Four Others.
I'm playing something from a CD entitled, it's produced by Fresh Sounds, and it features three different groups, one the Leroy Vinegar Quartet, the Herbie Mann Quartet, the Curtis Counts Quintet, and that's nine good tunes. I'm going to play something from the Leroy Vinegar Quartet. It's entitled Too Close for Comfort, featuring Richie Kamuko on tenor sax, Carl Perkins piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Tony Brazely on drums. Too Close for Comfort. Too Close for Comfort with the Leroy Vinegar Quartet with some mighty fine tenor sax playing by Richie Kamuka.
As we turn now to the Howard Rimsey Lighthouse All-Stars from a Hindsight CD called Live at the Lighthouse. The liner notes are less than helpful. Probably cut between 52 and 57 for some original tapes that were taken that particular evening. We're going to listen to Gal and Calico, and after we play it, maybe we can give you a better idea who's on this particular track.
Thank you.
That was Howard Schwartz, Leo Robin composition, Gallon of Calico, quite a popular tune. At the time, it was played by jazz musicians on the scene at that time. That was the Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars, probably in the late 50s at Hermosa Beach in California. And our collective ears, Bill and I think we heard Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Connie Condoli on trumpet, and Frank Rossellino on trombone.
I'm going to play something with Red Rodney from a Chesky CD entitled Red Rodney, Then and Now. The name of the tune is Little Suede Shoes, and it features Red on flugelhorn, Chris Potter on sax, Gary Dial piano, Jay Anderson bass, and Jimmy Madsen drums. Let's listen to their rendition of Little Suede Shoes. Thank you. was Red Rodney doing a tune on Little Suede Shoes.
Continuing my salute to the Howard Rumsey Lights All-Stars, I'm going to do something from their contemporary album, Sunday Jazz a la Lighthouse, Volume 2. And this is a Shorty Rogers composition called Luau. And you've got Valpo's own Milt Bernhardt on trombone, Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Jufrey and Cooper on saxes, Russ Freeman on piano. Of course, Howard Rumsey was a bass man and a leader. Shelly Man on drums, quite an all-star aggregation. This was cut in May of 1953, live at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California. Let's listen to Luau. Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars, September of 1953, doing a Shorty Rogers composition, Luau, including solos by Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Jimmy Jufer on tenor sax, Milt Bernhardt on trombone, and Russ Freeman on piano.
Bethlehem Records came out with a couple of albums of Kay Winding and J.J. Johnson. One was Enough Said, and the other was Kay and J.J., and they combined both those albums into one CD. It features J.J. Johnson, obviously, on trombone. Also, it features Kay Winding on trombone. And they're backed up on piano by Dick Matz and Al Harwood on drums, doing a tune entitled It's All Right With Me. That was All Right With Me featuring Kay and JJ. There was a bass player, but the liner notes don't say who it was.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Setterly. You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the last hour or so, and we're going to be back with another fine hour of mainstream jazz after news at the top of the hour. So please stick around. We've got time for one more track, or at least part of one more track. We're going to do one more cut from the Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars CD. Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars Sunday Jazz a la Lighthouse Volume 2. And this is a Shorty Rogers composition, Coming Through the Rye Bread.